I have no idea.
I don't know.
Okay. I feel like that's just somebody.
I was wondering if Barry was a friend of somebody's.
Yeah, or, you know, why wasn't it Ben Stiller or Matt Dillon?
Matt Damon.
No, no, Dillon.
I know.
Dillon.
Matt Damon.
Matt Damon.
Always you. Comes up on the show.
Thank you, Team America.
Always.
It'd be interesting to find out how many times we've said it like that.
During Movie Bluff, yeah.
Over the course of our time.
The Film Actors Guild. Fag.
I haven't seen that movie in a long time. Now that I think about it.
Well, you really only need to see it, you know, once every 10 years, and you're probably set.
Like a tetanus shot.
It is kind of like a tetanus shot. It keeps it fresh in your mind enough.
And it kind of hurts a little bit.
It does.
That's not
uh-oh.
Me.
Uh-oh.
Somebody is popular.
Silent is still vibrate unless you go into general and...
You could also go into do not disturb mode.
Yeah, you could go into...
Oh, I can do that.
Could work.
A lot of noise for two notifications.
Well, you can also set how many times it will vibrate after the message is sent.
Yeah.
It can remind you.
That will be fun. I set it on do not disturb.
Do not disturb is pretty cool.
I have it auto set up for midnight to 7 in the morning.
Oh, there you go.
Just like, I'm not going to deal with anything. I will sleep and not hear emails.
Okey-dokey.
I guess I just sleep through them. Oh, I don't hear them at all.
Yeah, mine's got smart actions, so I can program all kinds of different instances. Like, I could program in my work location, and when it detects that I'm at work, it'll put the phone on silent.
Ooh,
that's
yeah.
Yeah, I've been messing with the geofencing. Reminder thing, just so when I get home, it'll be like, hey, don't forget to pick up this, or hey, you forgot to do that.
Okay.
Those are cool reminders. I have not really used them.
I've used it like 3 or 4 times, because usually it's more something I need to remember, like, if I'm ever by a gas station, to, like, make sure to, you know, grab your Super America discount card, or something stupid like that.
Mm-hmm.
Because you don't remember something like that until you go by, and you can't do a general classification like gas station.
Right. Which would be really nice, though.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe someday.
Here's hoping.
Maybe we should make that.
I'm good.
No app development in your future?
No. I mean, there is that cool... Well, what's the name of that program? It's like you can learn how to... do mobile programming, or you can learn how to do HTML, or you can, and it's just this simple online, like, video series.
Hmm.
And I can't remember what it's called, but it's, like, not expensive, and you can learn how to make apps.
That's pretty cool.
And I don't remember what it's called.
Kind of on the same topic, there's a website called Rails for Zombies. Have you ever heard of this?
No.
So it teaches you how to code in Ruby. And it's called Ruby on Rails,
mm-hmm.
And it's like a little online step-by-step. It actually goes and gets the basics down, and then has you write, you know, more complex things. But by the end of it, you can actually just write in Ruby, which is an open source
cool
code.
Huh.
Yeah, as trying to figure out what Ruby was at first, and where is this stupid thing?
Did Katie get a Powerball ticket?
Yeah.
Yes, she did.
I just won. I won $7.
Good job.
$7.
That's a 3-ball match. Seven.
Wow.
He has to split it with me if he
wins. So. Yeah. He has to split the $7?
You know, why would she get my $7?
I don't
give me back my $7.
I want my $5.
You won on my birthday. Give me your money.
Actually, I won on Wednesday.
Doesn't wait. Okay.
Don't
tax on non-birthday wings.
Yeah.
You're the best audience
member
ever.
Just run it. Yay. Not quite a a groan. It's just
like a.
It's almost like the wave.
Like a baby. Like a baby listening to people talk and, you know, wanting to participate. That was my baby sound right there.
Because that's definitely so, just what Emily did.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was pretty funny at the court revelers meeting we just had. Dexter was along, little baby Dexter, and he had some very appropriately timed, you know, whining moments.
Noises.
Yeah, noises. And there was one where we were talking about, like, does anybody want to do a solo next year? And Dexter immediately was like, blah, blah.
Obviously.
Yeah. Oh. And then there was another part where we were talking about how the points were split up and, like, earnings for the year for each individual person. And Dexter made a sound then, too, as if to say, where's my share?
Well, he should have some.
Come on. I was cute for you people all year.
He was
cute.
He was so adorable.
Yeah, he was really adorable. They always, it's Stacy's husband and son, and they always came out in costume, and Dexter's first costume that he wore out there was a gnome, so he had the huge red pointy
adorable.
Hat and the white bushy beard.
I'm going to have to post that picture on your website so everyone at home can see what it is.
Well, you would need permission. Because some people think it would be weird. It's like, I posted a picture of your baby on my website.
That's not awkward at all.
No.
Do you need a Red Bull?
I think I need a something.
A something?
A something.
Yes. Non-alcoholic, please.
Do you need a cocaine energy drink?
I need a NOS energy drink.
Ooh.
Balls.
Yes, balls and NOS and
what?
Which monster killed a girl.
I did see that.
I mean, not exactly, but at the same time,
was it like four that killed her in a row?
I don't remember. It was.
I think it
was like two or four. It wasn't that. It wasn't that many.
Yeah.
Her rate of consumption gave what is like an arrhythmia or something.
I think she actually had an arrhythmia.
Yeah,
that's terrifying.
It is kind of terrifying.
Well, it's like what, however, way too much vitamin B and caffeine and sugar and bull testicle juice or something, whatever they say that was.
Yeah, that would do it. I mean. Think of how shaky you can get after just one energy drink.
Yeah, it's weird to get that caffeine high from time to time because it's just like, okay, I drink this all the time. What's going on here?
Yeah.
I think it was your freshman year, Adam, when I needed to write a paper and I needed to do it overnight. And so I took those caffeine pills.
Oh, I've done those.
And I definitely OD'd. On the caffeine pills. I could not focus on anything. I literally just sat in front of the computer and shook.
Yeah, we did for choir when we had that student teacher come through.
Yeah.
She wanted volunteers for, was it like, I don't think it was Relay for, no, it was Relay for Life or something like that. And she was part of a team that had a late shift and she said, hey, if anyone wants to come with. And so since she was cute, I thought, why not? So went along and JP had some of those caffeine pills.
Yeah.
And so it was just like, yeah, okay. And then we went, like, we were bouncing off the walls. Like, we went to a racquetball court and we were just, like, bouncing around. It was crazy.
Oh, my gosh.
Ugh. Caffeine pills.
What about you, Amber?
Well, I have a really low tolerance for caffeine, so, like, I never drink coffee or anything, and just the other day when I was working at Magpie, I made someone's drink wrong, so I was like, well, you know, I get a free drink every day, so I'll just drink it as my free drink, and then I didn't go to bed till 3 a.m. that night from one drink. Wow. So it's like, I don't know. I don't really have any of those stories like you guys because I can't even have it to begin with, really.
Man.
That's probably better, actually.
Yeah.
I don't even want to know what would happen if you had like a Red Bull or a 5-hour energy or something like that. You'd be up for like 24 hours.
Yeah, it'd be really uncomfortable. I hate that feeling.
Or you just can't sleep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm just like, I still feel the same like I did at noon today. Yeah. I don't really just like that.
Conscious. Just like, yep, still awake. Randomly in the background.
Emily's just laughing to herself back there.
Not exactly.
No.
That gets the full turn.
All right.
What?
I'm not really surprised.
Don't act like you're not impressed.
Make sure that when you're speaking into the microphone that you're orbiting, that you're keeping the microphone in front of your face.
Oh.
Of course.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And
that's really it. I mean, we do the half an hour of discussion, then we play Movie Bluff, or I've heard there's a call to potentially play Build a Title to kick off.
Oh, sure. Okay. So, have you guys heard about how to play those yet?
I think I've heard one game of it, but that was a while ago.
I don't think that we're going to do Movie Bluff, or that we want to.
Or Build a Title, I mean.
I've never played Build a Title, okay. No. I don't know the rules at all.
Okay.
We can hypothetical one out right now.
Yeah, let's do it. So basically how it works is we start with one title, and it would be like Gone with the Wind. And so you can build off of, you can figure out a movie that ends with Gone, or you can figure out a movie that starts with Wind. So you're trying to build onto the title of the movie, hence the name Build the Title.
So if it's Gone with the Wind, I would say Gone with the Wind in the Willows.
There you go.
Goodness.
Yeah.
So now it's you'd have to come up with something that ends with Gone.
Or starts with Willows.
Yes. Or you can you can also, you don't have to use the entire word. So you could think of something that ends in Go or Ga. Well, Ga, I guess. Because it has to be phonetic.
Ga.
Okay.
Okay. So then question.
Yes.
If you, so going out of turn.
Sure.
One of the things that I was thinking of is Gone with the Wind in the Willows, but then I have Gone Baby Gone. So do you put that at the beginning?
No. It has to end in Gone.
It has to end in Gone. Yeah, the movie's called Gone Baby Gone.
Oh, yeah. Then, yeah, you just say Gone Baby Gone with the Wind.
In the Willows.
In the Willows.
Yeah. You just build on it either way.
Okay.
Interesting.
This is going to be tough for me.
So
it's still Gone and
yeah.
Willows.
Yeah. Gone and Willows. That's what threw me off. It's like, you just said Gone. That's all. But yeah. So it just keep going like that, and then if you can't think of something, then you just drop out and it keeps going in an elimination form.
Yes. And like Dan said, you can use lows or ohs, and you drop thes.
Okay.
Thes and us.
Thes and thes, we drop.
Oh, okay. Okay, so for all of the usually T category movies.
Right.
Yeah.
So then, other thing, movies and TV shows.
Oh, and TV shows.
And TV shows.
Okay.
But I think that's just about it.
That pretty much covers it, yeah.
Yeah.
For cool. Build a title.
So before we do that, we're going to be sitting for about an hour or so. So if anyone needs to use the restroom, this is a good time to do that. Or if anyone else wants a beverage, how do we do that?
Do it.
Yeah, that actually sounds good. I would love to.
So you guys actually gonna take a nap? I think they're both asleep.
It's not a bad idea. It's pretty mellow.
I'm gonna be sleeping on the plane. Definitely gonna be sleeping on the plane.
I'm gonna have an interesting time with my E boarding pass.
Oh, well, did you get in the pass book?
Mm-hmm. Actually, it did it automatically.
Hmm.
Didn't give me a choice. When I went into American Airlines and checked in, mm-hmm. it just opened it in Passbook.
Huh? What? Weird. New program that's associated with six.
Yeah, I know about that, but how did it open in your browser or?
No, I used the American Airlines app. And so I checked in, and then I said, check in, which was really easy, and then I went boarding passes, and then it opened it up in Passbook.
Cool. Just
power. This Powerade is up.
It is mine. Would you like it?
Could I just have a sip?
Of course.
There's also an orange still available.
There's an orange one in the
fridge. Yeah, there
are. Okay,
there
I just are don't know if I can drink the whole thing.
Whatever you don't drink, I'll drink.
Okay. Is that a pink one?
Yes.
What flavor is that?
Strawberry lemonade.
Oh, cute.
It's that power drink flavor, so it's like not really anything.
It's Halloween flavor.
No, pumpkin flavored Powerade.
Oh my goodness. Barf.
Tastes just like a pumpkin pie.
Oh. In sports, Bible forms a.
With extra nutmeg.
Get a butter knife. That's disgustingly awesome.
With whipped cream.
Because then all I would do is I'd buy them, open up the top, and then just jump on them. Pie.
Yeah.
Ooh, graham cracker in the bottom.
That's like
Ooh,
what yeah. Emily and I had the other day.
If it came in the proportions that I like my pumpkin pie to be in, it'd be like a small layer of pumpkin pie at the bottom, and then the rest would be whipped cream.
I was confused. I was like, so in your pumpkin pie, all you need is pumpkin. It's like, oh, wait, whipped cream.
Yeah.
Though I think you'd almost, well, I don't think you'd layer it with whipped cream because it all just kind of compact upon it. But it'd be nice to get the combo bites.
It would. So are you thinking like swirls of whipped cream in the pumpkin pie?
Like side by side.
That could be good.
I make a dome around my pumpkin pie. What's a dome?
You make a dome?
What's a dome?
How do you make a dome out of your pumpkin pie?
It's, you know, they play football there.
Yeah.
Oh,
Dan. Reminder.
Yeah.
Distribute project list.
I only have to do that during the weekdays.
Weird bug. Leave me.
Sorry. You didn't put it by me, did you?
This is kind of a treacherous.
How, where did your...
This thing does pivot.
A dome is where you have a plate.
Oh my god, that's a lot of
around
cream.
A bug?
An igloo
around
of whipped
a
cream.
Pie.
When you eat a bug.
Oh, it's a, or it's
oh,
a, or it's
that
or
would
it's
be
a
another way to kill it,
or it's
it?
A bug
it
a bug prison.
But it'd get wet from it, so if it has wings.
One of your Reese's.
Of course they're in the freezer.
Yeah, that's why I want one.
Oh.
I thought
but,
that there was ice in there and there wasn't.
No.
I looked and there were Reese's.
Well, if you wouldn't mind eating it sooner than later, because the crinkly design of it would
the crinkly would
be
not
loud.
Be fun.
Oh, it's so efficiently fast.
I mean, all you have to do is open it. You don't have to eat it right away. It's just no crinkly.
Dan, you
know what? Actually, eat it quickly too.
What, Spence? What time do we have to be at the airport?
It is 5 o'clock, right? My flight is at 8:05, which means that it starts boarding at about 7:35, which means that I should probably be there 6:45.
Okay, cool.
6:45 would be good.
Oh, that's so soon.
Yeah.
We'll get you there.
We'll crank out a nice episode.
Hmm?
But not willingly.
Well, it's going to be interesting because I have a 30-minute layover in Chicago, which means that if anything goes wrong here, I will be spending the night in Chicago.
Yeah.
Well, come on, baby, don't you want to go?
I don't want to stay there.
Baby, don't you want to go? I can't.
Are you going to try to kidnap me, Kitty?
Sweet home, Chicago.
So I would say that it'd be really fun that we could play a game. Like, let's pretend like Spencer's being kidnapped at the airport, but then you'd probably be arrested. Because they would come after you because it looks like you're trying to kidnap me.
It's all right. I'm 21 years old now.
Yeah, it's okay, guys. I'm 21.
It's legal. I can kidnap people if I want to.
Couldn't we just dress her up like a chauffeur and just put Spencer on a sign so that
it would
make sense? Like, you'd be like, I got a free car.
That would have been really cool.
Help, I'm being kidnapped by the chauffeur that's supposed to pick me up from the airport.
No. Who's going to...
Looks like a lady I know.
Who do we know that could be Liam Neeson?
Emily wants to be, she fights
herself.
Dissociative identity disorder.
did you see the movie Identity?
Yes.
John Cusack?
Yes.
Yeah, that was along those lines, essentially.
Yeah, it was.
Though Liam Neeson wasn't there.
That was really good. I liked it.